The following podcast is not real. But now, before we get around to tending, let's make time for some pretending.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what you need to know. About 2 years and 3 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by the Dark Lord, who's forcing me and my co-hosts to continue to record this podcast in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. But you know what? It's still fun to hang out with my buddies on the podcast, even though we're being forced to do it. And I'd like to introduce one of those buds, Chunt the Guard.
Baby don't know? It's an expression.
What does that Foonian expression mean?
Just means if you try and talk to a baby and it doesn't know something, You just say like, baby don't know. Yeah. Or it's like, hey, what's magic? And it's just like, baby don't know. What's object permanence? Baby don't know.
You're a badger.
I'm a shapeshifter.
baby don't know.
Is this episode one? You're a badger?
Well, I'm just painting a picture for the listener.
Listener, there's only one?
We are down to just one listener.
We're doing the show for one person?
Yeah.
Well, the show goes on.
But you know what? If we can make just one person enjoy this podcast.
What's their name?
Their name is Hank.
That's always the first
name. Always the first name.
Well, Hank, if you're listening, and hopefully you still are.
Yeah, because we need you. You're all we have left.
This episode is for you.
Yeah, this isn't for you, Hank.
Yeah.
Chunt.
Yeah.
We've been imprisoned in this town.
Mm-hmm.
But you're such a charming guy, you talked your way into being one of the guards here.
Yeah, I used a slight little morsel of dark magic to persuade my captors to make me a guard. And so now I'm a guard, and I got to tell you, it is the life. I am having a blast.
Really?
We have so much fun, and we get up to such shenanigans. It is the best.
I mean,
there's all the pranks we do. We hang out. There's this built-in Hogsface. Brand new, just for us guards. There's a new cafe. It's built into the side of a rock. It's the Guard Rock Cafe. And we go there every day and just like drink ourselves silly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's why you're wearing that shirt. You are wearing a shirt now that says
when you go to the Guard Rock Cafe, you got to get a shirt. You know, it's just like, I mean, can I be honest? This was 45 gold coins. Which I don't have.
45 gold coins.
It's a little for a shirt. It's a little out of my price range. But
and it's not really like
but my bed's got one. Shirt. Yeah. Oh, well, that's rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chen, I'm a little jealous. You know, you're my best friend here in Hogsface.
You're my best friend.
You're having so much more fun hanging out with the guards that are imprisoning us than with me.
I got to tell you, I want to bring you into the fold because you know about the Insane Crown Posse, my former clique that I was hanging with, you know, for a little bit. I got a new guard clique.
Yeah.
I got some new guard friends, and I think they would love you. And Usador, and I feel like we should maybe get to...
Can we all be guards?
Maybe.
Who would we be guarding then?
I mean, there's other captors besides you two.
That's true.
But you got to meet my friends. There's...
I'm such a self-obsessed prisoner. I'm just like...
Yeah, this isn't all about you.
This whole town isn't just about me.
No, there's other prisoners.
Yeah.
All this is not just for you. Can you understand that? Can you grasp that?
I mean, look, I'm saying yes. But there's some small part of me that cannot grasp that. I know consciously that I should say, obviously, this isn't for me. But if I'm being honest with myself, I feel like it's all for me.
Has there been any word of Gurm?
Oh, Usador. Oh, also, I'm so sorry. My other co-captive and co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos,
Champion of the Great Halls of
Truth. Oh, because you just got so weak.
The elves, Nemes, Fienya, like the
Dwarves. Oh, some guards are walking through.
Exchange you.
Oh, those are my friends.
I even know the Northeast.
That's Cockroach Clown.
And there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
Yeti.
I have to play the part of a weak, tired old man still taking my magic-reducing potion. They must not know that I am here gathering secret intel, preparing to fight back. And none shall e'er believe that I become a guard under the thumb of the Dark Lord.
Oh, that's right. Usador, you can't be a guard.
Too much exposure!
But that was Cockroach Clown. He's one of my friends.
Cockroach Clown? So he's a giant cockroach?
Yeah, with clown makeup on.
He's terrifying.
So what's that all about?
I really don't know.
I feel
that's
like...
That's just his thing.
No explanation.
No,
I gotta say, it worked. It's a very effective guarding technique.
Very.
And honestly, I've been to his, like, guardhouse, and when I walked on his floorboards, I did not want to tear them up and look underneath them.
Oh, I'm sure.
And also with him was, I don't know if you guys have met, Wheel Bear.
Wheel Bear?
Yeah, it's a bear, but instead of legs, he has four wheels.
Oh, yeah. You hear him coming, though. It's a little squeaky.
Yeah.
That's what's so terrifying about him.
Here's the thing about Cockroach Clown. He walks into the, like, any part of the prison, and everyone just stops doing anything. Because they just start looking at him and thinking about him.
It's a bit of an event. Yeah.
He's distracting.
Which I think is why he is a guard, is because people respect him, you know?
What's it like to talk to Cockroach Clown?
Honestly, super unnerving, but he is very funny.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's
in
ever...
In a clown way?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if he's ever told a joke, but you just kind of laugh because you're scared not to. Because he'll say something and you're like, he has clown makeup on, so clearly he wants me to laugh.
Yeah.
But a lot of what he says is like his main thing that he usually ends every sentence with is, you can't spell manslaughter without laughter, which I think is funny.
You can. But when he says it, do you feel like he thinks that's true?
I don't know. Because his eyes are always rolling back in his head and he just shows the whites of his eyes.
No.
And he usually has like blood dripping out of his mouth. He is, I got to find out more about him. But I want us all to be friends with him. And Wheelbear. Don't leave out Wheelbear.
Well, Wheelbear, yeah.
I mean, Wheelbear seems cool.
Oh, he's the best.
I'm into Wheelbear.
Yeah.
It's just Cockroach Clown.
Yeah. Seems like, just avoid him. Why would you want to get to know more about him? Everything about him seems to be a red flag.
I don't know. I think nobody's ever given him a chance, you know?
Oh, that's a good point.
You don't judge a Cockroach Clown by its makeup, is the old saying.
Well, I mean, I judge a Cockroach Clown first by its makeup, and then by its cockroachiness.
Yeah. Well...
But whenever maybe I'm shallow.
All I have to do, if you see him and you're terrified, is just light a candle and he'll scatter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you get to see Giannessa much?
Giannessa, I have not seen yet, no.
She must have posted
I mean, I'll see her at the far side of the bar, but I'm also aware that that's not a penis, it's a rolled up map.
Oh, sure.
So I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to blow her cover.
Sure.
But it's fun. I mean, we have to learn certain stuff. We learn close-up combat.
Now, Chunks.
Close-up combat?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what is that?
Combat that's up close. What'd you think it was?
I don't know.
Well, are you using knives or fists or some combination of the two?
Everybody just kind of picks their own thing, you know. And then we also learn there's specific kind of codes we have to learn where... If you're, you know, on guard with another guard and they knock a certain way, there's like a knock language where it's like, if you knock a certain way, we know what that means.
Oh, that's kind of some of the secret messages that you send via knocks.
So if you knock twice, that means that the prisoners is trying to escape. If you knock three times, that means that Cockroach Clown has eaten that prisoner.
Oh, no.
If you hear a knock four times, you open the door.
Do you have to, like, practice the knocks before you, like, actually do them? Like, do you want to... not knock it until you tried it?
You do have to knock it before you try it. So you do have to try it out first.
Okay.
Now, Chunt, I must admit, I am a bit concerned about you. Mm. You seem to be having a lot of fun with your guard friends and seem to forget that you are undercover.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, right now it's a guard knock life, so I'm having a good time. But I know that we still have our book club, right? We have something that, you know, connects us.
Well, you two have a book club, but then we all three have a book club.
What are we doing?
The book club.
Yeah,
we want to have a book club, but we still need listeners to send in suggestions, and we don't know what book to read for our book club.
Hank, if you're listening, send us a book.
Yes.
Mail us
whatever
a
book you want us to read, we will read.
We're at your mercy.
But also, Hank, send us suggestions on how to defeat the book club.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we must gather all our forces together. We must rally in this time of darkness and defeat, and we must say, yay, it is our duty to defeat the book club.
Book club.
Mm-hmm.
The book club.
Yes.
Guys, you know, as bleak as it's been being imprisoned by the Dark Lord, I am happy that the Baron decided to reopen the Vermilion Minotaur, and it's not just us in here, and, like, people are coming and going. It's got a little bit more of an energy to it.
Oh, yes, it's been wonderful to see all the faces, not all of the faces, but some of the faces returning to the cabin.
Fleek?
Fleek's been in a few times. Eden Daphne, sweet, lovable Daphne behind
That's
the
right.
bar.
We haven't talked about this. Blemish back in charge of the tavern, and also Daphne, the unwed mother.
You could just call her Daphne.
Oh, I...
You don't have to add that to her name.
I think you do.
You
I think she gets
it.
Pissed if you don't.
Oh, yeah. She does.
I think she would get pissed.
You guys need anything?
Hey, Daphne.
You haven't ordered anything in a while. What can I get for you?
I would love an ale and some rooster's feet.
I hate when it's busy in here, and I hate when it's dead.
Oh, it's you're the sweetest thing.
Daphne, what is, like, the sweet spot for you of, like, how many people
are...
Four.
Four, and one of them is my son.
Oh, your son. How's your son doing?
Fatherless, as always.
Oh.
Arnold.
It's Arnie.
Okay. Sure. I thought I should give you a more formal name, seeing as you'll never let me get close to you.
That's what I thought, too.
Thanks. You're not on my good side. Nobody is. Except for my little son.
Well, I tried.
So just, you said, do you have four sons?
What do you want to order?
Is it just a water?
One boy.
Just a water, please.
I have one boy.
I thought you said your sweet spot was four.
One son, three customers.
Oh, I'll just take a water.
And Arnold!
It's Arnie. I'll have... I don't know if you heard me order that water.
You know that, right?
What's this?
You can have whatever you want from me. Just say the word.
No, that's okay. It's all right, Daphne. I'll have a water as
just
well.
Just say the word.
Water.
One water, whatever the hell you said.
Just a water, please.
And then what did you say? A sweet something or other?
An ale and some rooster feet.
Nothing sweet for me. Back in a minute.
I'll have a piece of chocolate cake, too.
No!
Guys, I'm a little worried about Daphne. Is she overworked?
I don't know. I know she used to be married to a crane.
To a crane?
I think her ex-husband was a crane. And that's got to be hard, because their legs are so brittle and thin.
Sure.
You know.
I love birds.
Well, anyway, I've been trying to walk around Hogsface a little
bit. That's great. You've been trying to walk? That's amazing.
Hey, better than that, I have succeeded in walking a little bit.
Hot.
I've been trying to lose a little weight, so I've been walking around the prison town of Hogsface.
Ever since Signet was here and he left that message in his spiderweb, you've been losing a ton of weight.
Well, yeah. Also, I found out the Dark Lord is trying to plump me up, and so I have more life essence for him to steal.
Yes, but I left the sign up. I love reading it. Some pig.
Some pig. Yeah.
It's just motivation, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Signet, did everybody remember to leave their resonance stones in the mailbox outside the tavern?
Yes, I left mine out front.
Yeah, we don't want to be spied on by the Dark Lord.
I'm not allowed any resonance stones, and I'll be taken directly to my cell after this recording is over.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and also we're recording this into microphones right now, so.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't think anyone on the Dark Lord side really bothers to listen to this podcast.
I don't think anyone anywhere bothers to listen to it.
Except for Hank. Hank, thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
Hank.
Listening.
Stay with us, Hank.
Can we get Hank like a shirt or something? I feel like we need to reward him for listening.
Clink, clink, hear your drink.
Oh,
she made the sound of mug mix.
That's our new catchphrase. We're trying catchphrases out to get more business. I don't know why I can't keep up with the business we have.
Why isn't there more business here? It's literally people are trapped in the city. You would think that they would come into the tavern.
It comes and goes in waves.
They're scared to leave
their
homes.
Don't you dare say that there's never people in here. On Saturday night, around midnight, all the witches and magic doers come in here and they rollick and play. And me, I don't get any tips. And I'm lacking sleep.
Daphne, baby don't know.
Baby do know. Baby know a lot more than baby let on.
Oh, no.
If you'd come by once in a while, you'd see that baby is nigh on 9 years old. My son. My son.
Nigh on.
A full human.
Yeah.
Would that he could have gotten some crane in his blood. He could fly away from this hellhole.
She's a delight.
She's got nigh on 9 problems, but her son isn't one, it seems. That's pretty good.
If I may take a moment here, I'd like to send a message directly to Hank.
Sure.
Hank, this is Usador. Thank you for listening. I would like to apologize for everything that you've heard up until this moment. For the last 2 years.
And 3 months.
For the last 2 years and 3 months, you have been subjected to the worst sorts of nonsense that any human, elf, dwarf, pixie...
Shapeshifter.
Kobold shapeshifter.
Crane!
Badger.
Crane. Badger.
Badger who's really a shapeshifter.
Horse lord. Who am I leaving out?
Cockroach clown.
Etc. Has air been subjected to? Air. And I am deeply sorry from the bottom of mine heart. And now I ask you, please start listening to Get Nuts. It's a much better podcast with a lot more fun episodes. Next week, we're going to try some macadamias.
Ooh, I can't wait. We are truly going to be getting nuts. So tell us about when you were walking around Hogsface.
Oh, yeah, I was walking around Hogsface just trying to see some of the town. You know, this place is bigger than I thought.
Yeah, it's more than just a tavern.
No, exactly. Exactly. Well, first of all, I saw that there was a wake for Grack, that orc that Drip Fang killed.
Oh.
Yeah, just a bunch of orcs sort of celebrating his life and his death.
That's sad.
Yeah. A lot of them killed each other
at
his wake.
Yeah. Once there's an orc wake, it tends to be like a domino effect where for the next 5 years, there'll just be orc wakes because so many orcs kill each other at wakes.
It sort of seems like we only need to kill a small number of orcs and just over time, they'll all kill themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying all along. Just kill some orcs. Get up in the morning. Go kill some orcs. Do something useful. Don't go to the bar. Do that after.
But also while I was walking back, I saw, you know how the Dark Lord is trying to study the podcast to figure out how.
So we do have another listener.
The what?
The Dark Lord?
Oh, I hope not. We talk about our plans openly.
Oh, got you. I thought you said he studies the podcast. You just mean the way we record it?
Well, he's trying to figure out how it gets sent to Earth. So he's been using his witches and magicians to like study it, but they're just outside the tavern.
Witches and magicians. Witches and magicians. That's fun to say.
Oh, that's not like a common nursery rhyme song here? And
Baby would know.
Baby would know?
Yeah. So what are these witches and magicians doing?
Well, I think they're just trying to see where the podcast goes when I upload it. So they're just kind of outside the tavern, like throwing dirt in the air, hoping to see something.
Will that work?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not an expert on how Wi-Fi works.
What a relief. I was concerned that they would throw some dirt on it and hit the podcast midair.
Maybe you should be concerned about my front stoop. They're throwing dirt. Nobody wants to come in because the welcome sign is obscured by their dirt.
It's true. There's a lot of dirt on
the
tavern.
Get away from there!
Yeah, just so you know, when I walked in, the welcome sign, the W-E-L, was covered in dirt and just said,
Why don't you leave a review in the Wi-Fi? I'll get to it. Leave as many sparkling hearts as you want to. This tavern stands tall. Get away from there!
What a delight.
I do have a question about the witches and magicians. Like, what's the difference between a magician and a wizard?
Ugh, I've been over this many, many times. Wizards are created, such as I was, from the air and the wind and the earth, and a conspiracy of birds and fire and mud and the very elements of the earth. All those elements did come together.
Add elements every once in a while.
Yeah. They all decided that it needed a champion to strike forth against this Dark Lord, and I did step fully formed into this world. Wizards are born. Other magic doers have to learn magic. They're born as an elf or a human or a kobold, and then they learn the tricks of magic, but they're not truly as magical as a wizard. Don't ever think it for a second. Don't you think for a second that they're half as magical as me.
Can I tell you, the other day at the Guard Rock Cafe, we had a magician come in, and he is just like the Dark Lord, you know, he got paid to come in and do just like this gig for us.
Tricks.
And it was a lot of tricks, and he would, you know, he brought me up on stage, he's like, can I get a volunteer? And they were like, Chund, you do it, because they all like me so much. And so I got up on stage, and he had all the guards line up, and he said, pick a guard, any guard. So I picked a guard, and he kind of had them shuffle around a little bit, and then he pointed to one of the guards, and he goes, is this your guard? And it was. I don't know how he did it, but it was amazing. I just love guard tricks.
Didn't he see you selecting the guard?
Oh, I did point. Yeah, I did point.
Are you but sure then he also, it was the same guard or it just looked like the same guard?
I don't know. It might have been one of the...
Well, if it's Cockroach Clown,
it might have been one of the Moonboy triplets.
Moonboy triplets?
Yeah, three guards. They're the Moonboy triplets.
What is Moonboy? Is that their name or...
It's their last name.
Oh.
I think.
Are they human?
They're moon boys. And then also the magician later on made the Statue of Freedom disappear.
What's the Statue of Freedom?
There's a Statue of Freedom that's in the center of Hogsface.
Ironic that it's gone now.
Well, the magician made it disappear. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
It would have been more impressive if they had brought it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe they just, there was a giant curtain put up, and when it got torn down, it was gone. Maybe that wasn't even the magician. Maybe that was just construction.
Oh, sad.
Let's take a break. We're going to take a break, Hank. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to have some great stuff to share with you right after this. I feel like I'm a little worried about Daphne. Should we ask Daphne to sit with us at the table and just talk to her a little bit?
I'm going on break. I'll be outside.
Daphne.
What do you want more food to shove into your filthy gullets?
All we want is to spend some time with you. If you'd care to join us at the table, perhaps you could have a drink or something to eat for yourself.
Yeah. If I start drinking, it's going to be a real problem for everybody.
Oh, well, let's not do that.
I'll have your water, Arn.
Okay, that's Arnie.
Oh, should I just call you Arnt? Because it already happened between us.
Yeah.
Nice.
Daphne,
I've been alone for so long.
I know how that is. But, you know, I have a wife in another world.
I have a wife in another world.
Do you know how many people say that here?
Yeah, don't brag.
Really? Is that like a common excuse?
It's kind of a thing where it's like, if you're not dating someone, but you want people to think you're dating someone, you're like, I have a girlfriend in another world.
Oh, I have a wife at camp. You'll never meet her, they say to me.
Now, Daphne, why?
How old is that wife?
Why do you feel...
Why do you feel so much? You seem like you feel your emotions very deeply.
Yes.
Abandoned by everyone.
Oh.
I had a father. I had a mother. And they left me in a ditch, and I found them multiple times. They raised me all the way till I was 18, but oh, they would never stop trying to leave me.
Can I just give you a little tip? And I don't mean to be rude or condescending.
Nobody
Next time
does.
You tell that story, just say, my parents abandoned me, because you said, I have a mother, I had a father. We all have that.
Oh,
that's not necessarily true.
Did you go to Roastmeisters? The wonderful club for learning to tell succinct stories. I wasn't allowed in. The first night they let me up there and I said, I had a mother, I had a father. And they said, you get out of here. They said, there's no fixing you.
Those maesters do have some very good advice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why do you feel so pulled to Arnie? Why do you think he will be your salvation? I don't think he's anyone's salvation.
I didn't say anything was my salvation.
Oh, well, you seem that maybe he would be some salve upon
If I were to have salvation, it would come around the winter time in the cold months in the form of three spirits.
Three spirits? Tell us more of these three spirits.
They abandoned me multiple times.
Oh, no.
They come in the night and they say, you need to go visit your past. And I go, take me. And then they go, you know what? I think we're good this year.
Oh, no. So, like, a ghost came to you at the beginning of the night. It's like, you will be visited by three spirits. And then they did not show up.
I clapped my hand. I said, wonderful. And there they went out the window.
Well, you never clap your hands around a spirit. That makes them stronger.
I wish I were stronger. I'd clap my hands every day. Instead, I go home and I wipe my feet and I lay in the bed every night and I weep into my pillow until it's too wet to fall asleep on.
Can I ask, when you wipe your feet, is that front to back, back to front, figure eights?
Side.
Side to side.
Side to side.
Side to side. They can't be good for your knees.
Now, Daphne, I am a 300-year-old wizard and not interested in a relationship myself, as I'm dating someone
in
the astral plane.
I'm not interested in you.
I didn't think
How
you were.
How dare you?
I did not say that. But I think you're a very attractive young lady.
Unbelievable.
And I believe that if you wanted to have any man that you desired, you could. But yet you put all your energy towards Arnold. It seems like a waste of your time.
It looks like that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does look like that.
Oh, yeah. When I'm outside of here, I'm putting my energy in all sorts of soup bowls.
No, really? Let's dish on these soup bowls.
What do you want to know, Arnold?
Yeah, that's good. You can call me that. Arntie? What? So where? Like, yeah, what are these soup bowls that you're interested in?
A tree.
Oh, a tree.
A tree?
A tree?
8 clicks north of the Wild Worst.
Ooh, it's a terrible part of the forest.
There's one tree with a hollow hole in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I go and I put my hand in and I say, I know, I get it. My son begs me to come home, but I won't take my fist out of the tree hole.
Now this, I'm starting to see the pattern here. You've picked the one tree that... It has a hole in the middle that can't give you what you need. So this is partly a you problem. Don't clap ironically at me.
Me out.
Yes.
Oh, why do I pay 9 gold pieces a week to talk to a little mouse who never seems to give me any helpful advice?
Shit, since she clapped, there's a spirit flying around the room.
Would you like to show me the arrow? Good, they're gone. I guess I did my job today.
You've been talking to Momo?
Momo, my little therapist mouse.
Oh,
she's making some more money. That's great.
She's very talented. Now, perhaps you could just find someone who's a little more stable than this empty tree or Arnold.
Answer the questions and problems of the extensive existence of all humanity with a little folding of the hands and a raising of our wizard's robes. Is that it?
Well, I didn't say anything like that.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. All I do is try to help the people of this world. Here. There's someone who I think you should talk to. It's our friend Mundle. Mundle is a grundle. He's mute, but he makes all the music for the show.
Yeah, he plays the theme song. He's got a vibra slap.
Oh, I love those.
Who doesn't?
Arnold!
It's Arnt.
Arnold, I think maybe you should just go on a good date with her.
No.
Would you?
This is not going to progress in a positive direction.
I make a proposition.
Yes.
Before you all start whispering, and then I'll let you talk amongst yourselves.
No, not necessarily.
Sure.
Take my white pallid hand, and we'll walk down to the creek at night, and we'll bathe ourselves, and then we'll wrap up in a giant leaf, you and I together, and we'll say, it is only we who can survive this night. We. And then you can send me home, and I won't speak to you for a fortnight.
So it'd be we, and then you'd get sent home?
All the way home?
I'd probably be crying all the wee home.
Guys.
Sounds like a pretty good deal, Arnold.
Guys, I've got a new theory about Daphne.
Uh-huh.
I think she's dead.
What?
I think Daphne is
She does
dead.
Have a white pallid hand. I mean, that
I think
is...
Daphne, I don't even think she's a ghost or anything like that. I think she died and just doesn't know it. Like
Daphne, the unliving mother?
Yeah. We should tell her. Somebody should tell her.
Daphne.
Daphne, you're dead.
Excuse me?
We think you might be dead.
I was dead the other night. I laughed so hard at a joke from Cockroach Clown.
Oh.
He said you can't spell manslaughter without laughter. And boy, howdy, did I.
That's his go-to joke.
I said he ends every sentence with it.
Every sentence? Let's not have Kim on the podcast.
Hey, Daphne. You know Daphne? We all know Daphne. Yeah. She dead.
Right here.
She dead.
Daphne. Baby doesn't know that. Baby will never know that. Now order something or get out.
We've ordered lots of
things.
We still haven't gotten
20 minutes ago.
Yeah. To clean the bar. Wipety-wipe. Everything's fine. Clean to clean. Numpty-dum-dum-dum.
I hate these new Vermilion Minotaur sayings.
I know.
They're just the sounds that objects would make.
Yeah, also clean, these clean, new napkins wipety-wipe. They got that just say, off to clean the bar, wipety-wipe, clean, clean, clean. Nobody knows.
I like numpty-dump-dump-dump, though.
I know. I thought that's on the toilet paper.
Well, let's go ahead and do instead of an email, I'm going to read one of our Bing and Bud submissions.
Oh, did we got people send any of those?
I don't know. I guess Hank is our one listener, but we got a lot of Bing and Bud stories.
Oh, that's right.
So, too many.
Should we explain what this is again?
Bing and Buds is a new segment introduced 5 episodes ago around there, which is we have listeners write in and take us on what you call fanfic, Arnie. On Earth, you said it's called fanfic.
Yeah, well, you solicited some foon fiction.
Yeah, I asked for some foon fiction. So here's the first one. This is there's no name here,
but it's also worth repeating. The rules are that they can be erotic, but that no. There should be no actual sex.
Yeah,
or ass to mouth.
So here we go. The gang is at the tavern, which is lit by romantic candlelight. Arnie, hello everyone, and welcome to Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the The microphone falls sensually to the floor, where it lands on a badger foot. Chunt.
Ow. So far, so good.
Arnie looks deep into Chunt's large, beautiful badger eyes. A tear wells up sensually. Arnie. Chunt, I'm so sorry. Chunt. It's okay. Accidents happen. The end.
That was a pretty good Bangin' Buds.
My favorite part of that was I wasn't in it.
Could have used the word sensually a few more times.
That mic drop sensually. I need to see that. I'll do one more. This is from John Detloff. This is called We've Opened a Bud We Can't Bang, which is a combination of what I said to put in. If you send a Bang and Bud story, go ahead and send that to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with 6 T's. And either write Bang and Buds or We've Opened a Box We Can't Close.
And do not send them to Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies, which is a real email address, unless you're sending in Bang and Buds.
And don't tweet them at Usador the Blue.
And don't whisper them to a sparrow at midnight under a leg of a tree.
So this being
good.
This being in Buds is a limerick, and it goes, Ernie was lonely in bed. I need a new woman, he said. He hit it off with Momo, but she's too small, it's a no-go. To our surprise, she crushed Ernie instead.
Oh, that was very
Bangin' Buds.
That was a good one.
Buds night.
Buds night.
This turned out much better than I thought. Buds night!
Yeah, I thought we would get dozens of just filthy, gross, sexual stories, but
did
apparently...
Did we get some of those, too?
Oh, yeah. You want me to read one of those?
No.
Those are for your private time.
Arnie Chunt Usador went onto a picnic. Onto a picnic?
Went onto a picnic.
Arnie swept his
if you're into that.
Arnie swept his unkempt hair into one side. He took a deep breath and said to himself, this is it.
Yeah.
Chunt whipped out his throbbing heart.
Okay, all right.
Sandwich. It was probably sandwich.
Probably a sandwich, yeah.
Probably, yes.
Something. Why is this sandwich throbbing? And you know what? I have some emails. They are not there.
Because of the animals inside.
Animal sandwich.
I've got some emails that are not banging related. Here's one. Hey, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. Chunt's up. My name is Gavin, and noticed that a few Gavins were mentioned in some of the earlier episodes. My favorite, of course, is Gavin Dildohammer, the infamous dwarvish bottler who is rumored to run off to Migos with his mistress. That's right. We haven't talked about Gavin Dildohammer in nigh on a long time.
I mean, what else is there to say about him?
I was wondering if any of you have heard anything about good old Dildohammer since that rumor about him was in circulation. I am curious how he is faring in these dark times. I'm sure his Dildohammer could have been useful in the fight against the Dark Lord. Hoping things turn around for the better, Gavin from Chicago.
I feel like that was worse than my Bangin' Buds stories.
Well,
in terms of content,
I haven't heard much of anything now that the town's been taken over. It's hard to get information from outside of the town. So I'm sorry, I don't have an update on good old Gavin.
Yeah, well, keep our eyes open for Gavin Dildohammer.
Mm-hmm. Also, you guys, keep your eyes open for Talbot. I haven't seen Talbot.
Yeah, we haven't seen so many people from before. Haven't seen Pizza Skull?
No.
Oh, I've seen Pizza Skull.
Yeah?
He comes by my cell. He's the only one who visits me in my cell.
Oh, wait, people can visit your cell?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't know that? People can visit your cell. I have visitors all the time.
Oh.
I still, even though I'm a guard, I stay in my cell.
That's right.
You're still in the cell?
I just got used to it. It's comfy. It's
home. The way the shifts work out, do you ever end up just having to guard yourself?
My shape shifts?
No, like your guard shifts.
Oh, my guard shifts. Yes. From dusk till dawn, I do have to guard myself.
Oh, and then as a vampire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me do one more quick email. Here's one that I got to Magic Tavern at Puppies.Supplies. I'm sorry to hear you guys were imprisoned by the Dark Lord right before Usador's quest got off the ground. I, too, have spent time locked up over some trumped-up bullshit, so I have some pointers that might help you keep your sanity and pass the time. Number one, let's see, this person knows we like to count. Number one, do some squats. This is a good exercise for overall body strength, and you can even do it in a cell that is too small for you to lay down in. You know what? Thank you. I'm going to start doing some squats. Two,
How is a cell so small you can't lay down in it?
My cell is so small I can only lay down in it.
That makes no sense. You can't lay down?
Well, it's not wide enough to lie down in it. Number two.
The cell was wide enough for both Arnie and I.
Wait, is this Bangin' Buds? Number two, you can brew red potion in a toilet if you have fruit punch, a crust of bread, a plastic bag, and a straw. I'm going to write this down. You can brew red potion in a toilet.
Don't take that away from him.
All right, fine. Number three, during movie night, don't shout any jokes at the screen unless they are legitimately hilarious. That's basically it. Everything else people say about prison is just Hollywood lies. Never give up. You'll get through this. And then you'll get to take the Dark Lord down a peg, just like I did to those fat cats in the PTA.
They know about the Woods of Holly?
Yeah. Is there an equivalent of the PTA here in Foon?
I'm not sure what the PTA stands for.
I think it's a parent teacher association on Earth.
Oh, well, there's the TPA.
What's the TPA?
The Teacher Parents Association.
What a fantastical world I found myself in.
There's also the sex move that's PTA. I'm sure you can suss that one out.
Pissed ass.
Yeah. It's when you go from pissing to...
How does she hear that?
She hears what she wants to hear.
It's true. I think that's true.
And she wanted to hear PTA. Yeah, a PTA meeting is very messy.
Yeah. Can I also put in another addendum if you're sending in a Bangin' Buds? No PTA.
No PTA?
No PTA.
Just one
either
PTA.
Neither kind.
Give us a PTA.
Okay, you can have...
One PTA.
But two PTAs and you're out.
Well, I think that in real life, that's two PTAs, and you better go see a doctor.
Well, I'm going to go back to my cell willingly.
Hank, if you're still listening,
Hank,
what is wrong with
Hank.
You?
Yes, go back to your cell willingly. Some of us carry our prisons wherever we go. Anyway, that wasn't real. Every fascinating otherworldly character was played by a human actor. Usador the Wizard was played by, oh, let's call him Matt Young. And if you're a Chicago casting director, you'll know how ironic that name has become. Chunt the Shapeshifting Badger was played by, let's pull some Scrabble tiles from the blender, Adol Rafai. Well, that's unusable, but we don't have time to do it again. Daphne the Unwed Mother was played by special guest Sarah Shockey. Check out Sarah's podcast, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. And find Sarah's techniques for vocal rest after you've been scream-talking for 35 minutes at websites where advice of that nature is offered.
Just got another batch of emails in. We should probably filter them as usual before sending them on to Arnie, right?
Apparently there's even an email for me, because Lord knows that's easier than, oh, I don't know, generating content. Subject to the entity. Entity? What am I made of, crystal? Note, if Craig is the only one there, don't read this, Craig. Don't worry, Craig only reads things that feature the word Craig every three lines. Dear mysterious being, guilty as charged, hello from the Philippines. Since you seem very powerful, yeah, I wondered if you could destroy the Dark Lord in his tracks in all his forms across all dimensions. With curiosity, Aldrian Aravalp. Well, we know what happened to the other Scrabble tiles after I spelled Adol Rafai. Aldrian, here's the thing with the Dark Lord and his plans. I've heard this song before. They never get that far. There's always some kind of reckoning and then balance is restored. The Bunker Guardians have gotten involved in the past, and mostly it just means a lot of billable overtime. Of course, if things truly got out of hand, I have been known to assume a non-threatening form and enter the multiverse. But, I mean, it would have to be Sweeps Week. Thanks for your email, Aldrian. But look at me, hogging all this airtime without giving Craig a chance to recite the information that hardly ever changes.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. If you're looking for cool Magic Tavern stuff to buy, and of course you are, Earwolf's store is now on Podswag. So if you go to podswag.com, you can buy some Magic Tavern shirts, you can get an I Don't Want to Talk About Earth stuff shirt, and most importantly, an all-new set of Magic Tavern magnets. These are actually really cool. You get magnets of Usador and Chunt and Arnie. You can dress them up, give Chunt like a little stick arm, make Usador hold a plate of croissants. You can even dress Arnie up in the I'm Questing for the Lunar Sword shirt. I can't really do it justice by just explaining it. You gotta go see it. You have to at least go look at them on podswag.com. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. And of course, if you do buy something, it helps support the podcast. Not that I care, because the podcast is not real, but, you know, money's money.